Good evening. So, my name is Azama Flower, and this is my podcast show. So, my podcast is all about decision at 40s. I'm 41 years old, and I just like finally decide to make a decision of my life. Like, I want some changes in my life. Like physically, spiritually, financially, mentally, you know, in a certain life you reach and then you realize like I've lived for 40 years and I've not yet reached to the target that I want. Every year, every time, you keep on saying that I will make these changes in my life. I will do this, I'll do that. But nothing has been changed. Like my mentality is not there anymore. And I forget and I'm not realizing that my time is up. I am going to the age that I won't be able to do anything on my own anymore. That if I don't make that decision right now, at this instant, then nothing is going to change. So I've decided to make a decision. I've decided to make this decision financially, if to change my job, if to change the way I think about like money, like in a financial way, I should start right now. Right now, this instant. It should not wait for like, I have to do this, I have to get that. No. As I'm talking to you today, today is 8th September 2024. So tomorrow is 9th of September 2024. So I need to start. Like physically, I've been losing weight, I've been gaining back, I've been losing weight, I've been gaining back. I know how to do it. I know how to change my body to be in the bad position. I've been sick, I've been getting a lot of headache, you know, I get tired, I don't move myself. I know the first thing that is hindering me with everything is my body. Because if I go there and that and here and there, I get tired. I don't get that energy anymore. Yes, I've aged, but I'm not old. I can still make it happen. So my first decision is to take charge of my body, to take charge of what I eat, to take charge of my fitness-wise, you know. So this is my decision. I've decided this at my age of 41. The second thing is going to be in financially side, you know. Financial, I have to know, I have to understand the budgeting, I have to understand how to save my money, I have to understand how to keep the budget for myself and my kids, because if I don't put everything in order, after 10 years, I'll still be on the same shoes I am right now, you know? So I have to make a decision. And my decision, mostly what I want in my life, I just want to own my own business. My own. I work hard for people. I work my ass out for people. I do so much for people. I make sure everything goes according to whatever it is. But if I put that type of energy into my own, I believe I'll be very far. There's so many things I want to do. And then when I decide that I will do this and that and this, I don't do it, then I come and see someone else has done that. So it's just that I don't put my thought, my thinking into action. I believe what I want right now, what I need to do is whatever I have in my mind, I should just go on and do it. I should just do it. You know? Another thing is priority, like my religion. I should put my religion first. I should understand my religion more. I wanted to do so much for my religion, but I just stopped. And why did I stop? I don't know why. But I believe I have advantage in my own disadvantages. I believe I wanted to help a lot of people. I wanted to teach my kids. I wanted to teach the society, the community. I wanted to help people, but I just stopped. I got the right connection. I just stopped. But my mentality sometimes goes wrong with me. It's like, it's not there. Sometimes I just get tired and I just leave everything. I have so many books that I wanted to read, but I don't read them anymore. Because of what? Just that I don't care anymore. I'm just tired. It's just that. But is that right? Is that really right? I do so much for people. When I put my mind into something, I make sure I do it. But I do it for others. I don't do it for myself.